Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to Comedy, the podcast that helps you find new, emerging, and undiscovered independent comedy podcasts. I'm Greg, the host and curator of Comedy. Today's episode is from As We Go Along. Each week, Brad and Aaron surprise each other with hilarious games, sketches, ponderings, and more. As We Go Along's mission is to bring a smile to those who may be having a bad day. If you like today's episode, make sure to check out the episode description for links to subscribe. All right, let's get this show started.
Begin.
Bro, that was actually okay.
Will it drill? What did you think?
It drilled. It drilled so well.
Episode 10, Aaron, I'm so glad to be podcasting again.
That was a very forced rhyme. I think you could have done better than that.
A little bit forced, but I've committed to the whole rhyming thing the last few episodes.
Yeah, I think you're stuck with that for a while now.
Aaron, I've been listening to drill music recently.
What is drill music?
So drill music is, I think it started in the UK. At least it's most well known in the UK. It's basically like hip hop that is like very hard, like aggressive, you know, very strong 808 basses,
right.
Rapping. You know, it's really pumps you up when you listen to it. It's a lot of energy and it's kind of fun to listen to.
Wait, so there was that viral one a few years ago. Was it like it might not be drill or not. It was like, you know, the thing is called pa 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 skrrap. Was that something different?
I guess. That was a drill song. It was kind of a joke parody of a drill song, I think. But yeah, that was essentially drill, right?
Okay, I'm with you.
And I feel like it's really picked up in the UK. It's also got a bit of a scene in Australia as well.
Oh.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun to listen to. It's a lot of energy. A lot of the content of it, obviously, is like more hip-hop street things, like being a gangster, shooting guns and that kind of stuff.
That's so us, bro.
Yeah, exactly. We don't really relate to it. And the content is normally along that field, but I feel like the energy of the music and the way they just rap it with such conviction and aggression is that you could almost put anything behind a drill song and it would sound cool and it would sound hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Which brings me to this next idea.
I'm curious what you have planned here, man.
As you may see where this is leading to.
I think so.
I had the idea of what if we took some different piece of literature and put it behind a drill song.
Okay.
To answer the question, and this is the name of the segment, will it drill?
Okay. Okay.
So for our first piece of literature, I've decided to go with a classic, one of my favorite books.
You read books? Awesome.
I do read books. This one in particular, I've read many times. Mm-hmm. It is Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
Yes. Connoisseur. Very well done.
And I think that's a great one to kick things off. We know that the lyrics are fire. We know that they already rhyme and that's got to help with things.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a little something together. We'll give it a listen. And then Aaron, I need you to help me decide, will it drill?
Okay. All right. You're really springing this on me. Okay.
Okay. So here we go. This is Green Eggs and Ham. Oh, and by the way, I've only done like the end of the book where like everything's into it because that's like the most fun part. And yeah, that's the good stuff. I didn't want to do the whole song. We don't need to listen to that. All right. So here is Green Eggs and Ham. Will it drill?
Okay.
You do not like them, so you say, try them, and you may, try them, and you may, I say. Sam, if you let me be, I will try them, you will see. Y'all, I'm about to try this shit. say, I like green eggs and ham.
Delicious.
I like them Sam I am. And I would eat them in a boat. And I would eat them with a goat. And I would eat them in the rain and in the dark and on a train and in a car and in a tree. They are so good,
so good.
You see, so I will eat them in a box. And I will eat them with a fox. And I will eat them in a house. And I would eat them with a mouse. And I will eat them here or there. Said I would eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you, Sam I am.
Thank you, thank you.
Sam I am, thank you, Sam I am.
Thank you,
Sam I am, ah. Guess you should never judge a book by its cover, huh? Skirt!
Bro, that was actually... Okay, will
what
it drill?
What did you think?
It drilled. It drilled so well. Oh,
think, I think it came out pretty good. I mean, again, credit to Dr. Seuss for the lyrics there.
I want the full version, dude.
Some beautiful
oh, man.
Stuff.
That slapped, Brad. Well done.
So yeah, I was I've been working on that the last little bit. And cool. All right. Well then I guess that proves my point.
It drills. It drills.
You know, add that hard 808s, rap with conviction, and a lot of stuff will drill. I can't wait till next time.
Yeah,
one for one.
You bet. Bring this segment back, please. I need that. That was amazing.
Cool.
We'll have a mixtape coming out at the end of the year. Don't worry.
Bing bong. Aaron, 10, double digits.
Yeah, look at us go.
All the way. And this is officially the halfway point as well.
Of our agreed 20 episode minimum.
Of our agreed minimum 20, yep. We're a bit of the ways into things now. We're starting to find out what this podcast sort of is and what our identity is.
Are we?
And with that, I've actually, well, a little bit. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Still figuring it out, but we're making some progress. And I've made a few decisions over the last couple of weeks.
I'm so glad you consulted with me.
Well, we'll see what you think. I think you'll be all right with them.
Sure. Okay.
I've got two podcast rules. To implement, just so you're aware.
Okay.
The first one's simple. We've been kind of tossing with the whole explicit language.
Yeah, I've been curious about that.
Yeah, a few F-bombs. I've so far been cutting them out or adding the beeps.
Okay.
And I think I've decided officially we're going to go family-friendly, non-explicit language. Going to lock that in. So I think we're allowed like S-bombs.
Shit, yeah.
B-bombs, but no F-bombs, bitchin'. No C-bombs.
Okay.
And preferably no N-bombs, if you don't mind as well.
Oh, man, yeah. Okay. I'll try.
So we are a family-friendly podcast. Okay. That's rule one.
All right, go fuck yourself. Continue.
Rule number two is a bit more of an ideological, philosophical, not that philosophical, but it's a bit of a... Yeah, bit of an ideal rule that I'm implementing. And that is I am banning the word cringe.
Have we used cringe too much?
We do use it a fair bit. It's not that we overuse it, but I think it's more of what it entails when you get in the habit of labeling everything cringe. I think it can be a little bit self-destructive because... Like we have a podcast, all right?
We do. Yes.
We have a not particularly popular comedy podcast with little following. Like a lot of what we do is cringe or could be considered cringe.
Oh yeah.
And I just think it's self-destructive, you know, how you judge others is how you expect others to judge you. So if you're living a life of labeling everything cringe, then
that's true.
You'll never want to really try anything because you're too scared of, you know, being thrown in that bucket.
That's empowering. That's good.
Exactly.
I guess, yeah. You know what? I'm in.
And to sum it up, I saw a meme the other week that said, when I learned to accept that I was cringe is when I was free to be my true self.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the philosophy behind this rule. No cringe.
Okay. No cringe allowed. Okay. So this is the last time we're saying the word cringe.
Yeah, maybe. I did have a hint that maybe your next segment might require the word cringe.
Yeah, thanks
so,
for that.
I don't know what it's about, but that's okay. I'll give you guys a break for this episode because I did spring it on you.
That's fine.
From then, no more cringe, which probably does open the floodgates to a lot more cringe stuff to make it into this show, but we're okay with that.
That's fine. We've embraced the cringe.
Exactly. And just to give you an example of how embracing the cringe can brighten your life, the other week I went to, with my mum and my sister, the Friends musical.
I have been waiting for you to talk about this for weeks.
Exactly. Now you're thinking Friends in a musical parody. That's pretty cringe. Yeah. And on paper, it was pretty cringe. But if you lower your walls a little bit and just go there and try to enjoy it, it actually was kind of a bit of fun. It was good to get out with my family and see them. Of course. And there were some genuinely funny moments.
Okay.
And it was good. And I had a good time.
And you did not cringe?
I did cringe, I'll be honest.
Oh, okay.
there were some parts. But again, like, if you're willing to look past it, there can be some things to enjoy. And that's what I'm trying to get at, okay?
Okay, understandable. I mean, hey man, no shame there.
So yeah, that's it. That's our new rules.
Got it. Thank you.
Limited swearing, no cringe.
Okay. Fuck yeah, no cringe.
I'm going to have to beep that out now.
Sorry. Fuck, my bad. Bing bong.
Hey, Aaron, this podcast is not sponsored by Google.
Wow. The multinational tech giant Google? They've chosen not to support us?
Absolutely. No affiliation whatsoever.
Hey, you know who else doesn't sponsor us? Nike.
No way. The Nike. Will they be making us our very own sneaker line?
Absolutely not.
Incredible. Bing bong.
All right, Brad, I had a recurring segment idea that I was going to be implementing, but you completely squashed it, going to be honest with you. Kind of pissed off at you. So,
with the new rule.
Yeah, with the new rule of no cringe, no saying the word cringe. Because
we
I had
can substitute embarrassing if we need to.
That's still pretty self-deprecating, but that's okay. Because basically, the segment was going to be called This Week in Aaron's Cringe Life. You see what I mean?
Once again, we failed to communicate correctly.
We talk. I swear we talk outside of the podcast. We could have just mentioned this, but that's fine. So I'll think of another name for it. Name pending. Maybe it could be This Week in Aaron's Embarrassing
Life. Just Aaron's
Life. Aaron's Life? Aaron's...
Yeah, maybe.
No. Aaron's Misadventures.
Cool.
Okay.
I like it. What have you got this week?
All right. Aaron's Misadventures. So, this week in Aaron's Misadventures, I had an embarrassing moment ordering a drink, or should I say drinks.
So, right.
Yeah.
Set the scene. Where were you?
So,
what were you doing?
It was on the way to the footy. It was Saturday night. I had 2 hours to kill in between work and the football. I decided to grab myself some beverages to, you know, since I was going to the footy on my own. I was like, well, no better way to, you know, maybe I'll get more social or I'll just let loose and have a great time. If I'm a little bit tipsy, a little under the influence, perhaps, of alcohol. Not sure if that's family friendly. But,
you've been going to a lot of games recently. Mm-hmm. You've always been an AFL fan. And now that you live in Melbourne.
Yep. All the time. Yeah.
You can actually finally go to games.
Yep.
The only problem being you don't have that many people to go with yet.
I have no friends. It's pretty bad. That's okay.
You'll get there.
I will get there. I'll find some friends. The more I drink at the games, I'll be sure to socialize. So basically though, I went to a bar, like I said, to get some drinks before the game. Mm-hmm. And I decided, you know, let's save some time. And also the fact that it was happy hour and that happy hour was going to last for another hour. So I'm like, let's make the most of it. I am going to be getting two drinks straight away. So I'm like, great, two beers. And I ordered it through the online, like, you know, how you can scan a QR code most of the time at tables to get something delivered.
Order through your phone. Yep.
Ordered it through my phone, ordered two beers. And I'm sitting on my own on a table. They come to me and they place one beer in front of me. And then the other one in front of an empty chair in front of me. And so the waiter, not the bartender, sorry. They said to me, yep, no worries. So you're happy for us to leave this one here? And I was like, yep, no worries. they were obviously implying that someone who I was allegedly with was not
just leave it there.
The table.
It's good, out of my way until I'm ready for it.
Yeah. So I was sitting there with a drink across from me and a drink in front of me. And I was like, man, this must look like the saddest sight you've ever seen. Like a guy in full footy garb looking like he's been stood up for a date or something. Like his friends ditched him.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin the continuity of the podcast, but you did send me a snap of that week, yeah, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it was very funny. Just you sitting by yourself in a beer on either side of the table.
Yeah, it was rough. It was a bleak sight. That's all right. So I solved it by just looking as sad as possible, you know. No one would want to talk to me. And then when I finished the one beer...
Slowly dragging it over to your side.
Pretty much, yeah. And then for the rest of my night, I bought one beer at a time because I didn't want to go through that again. But it was it was sad. It was harrowing. I need some friends to go to the footy with. I will find them eventually. Don't worry.
If anyone is in Melbourne and likes the AFL,
I'm desperate.
Please help him out.
Oh, man, I'm desperate. So that's this week. Or 2 weeks ago, but I'm calling the segment this week in Aaron's Misadventures. Thank you.
Look, as sad as it may be, if it saves you a couple dollars from getting in the happy hour,
that's
you do what you got to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Aaron, I want to talk about poetry.
Awesome. We are so smart. We can do that.
I mean, I really want to talk about a bit of a confusion I've had with poetry. The other day learnt about a limerick and how a limerick is a 5-line poem that consists of a single stanza and an ABBA rhyme scheme.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. And I was just thinking like, you know, we have that. We have another popular poem type is a haiku, which is your 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
Yes.
And love haikus. There's a few others as well. And I just think like, why are there these like ultra specific formats of poems?
Yeah.
And isn't it kind of weird? Like, isn't it kind of weird for someone to be a poet and to do exclusively haikus, which is one like very specific type of poem with a very specific structure? It's a little bit like if a chef was like, I'm a chef, but he only makes like peanut butter on toast or something.
Yeah, that's
like, isn't it a little bit weird?
It is interesting. It's like, why are they limiting themselves to one set of rules to express their art? That feels a bit counterintuitive, right?
Yeah. And there's a bunch of them. A sonnet is 14 lines, typically, but not exclusively, concerning the topic of love. Mostly, we have a Villanelle, a 19-line poem consisting of 5 tercets and a quatrain with a highly specified internal rhyme scheme. Like, what is going on with poems?
So, like, what? If someone...
This doesn't happen anywhere else except poetry, it seems.
Apparently.
Where they're really breaking it down. Like, if Drake released a new album, but every single track was exactly 20 seconds and rhymed like ABBA the entire time. That's kind of what it's like when you release a book of haikus, isn't it?
I would listen to it still, FYI, but yeah.
Yeah, he might come up with something fire now that you think about it.
Yeah.
But I think like if you're a poet, maybe branch out a little bit, consider, you know, exploring the world. I mean, it's an art form. You can do whatever you want, really. There aren't really any rules besides what they seem to enforce on you.
Well, you get in trouble if you did like a sonnet, for example, that was 15 lines. Would they be like, nah, throw that out. That is absolute trash. We want 14.
Yeah. Like how do they grade it in college or uni if you study poetry? If you branch out and do, I was really feeling 17. Are they like, that's not how we do things here.
How dare you?
I don't know. It's strange. On the topic of haikus though.
Yes.
I did do a bit of reading on haikus just in preparation for this. Not much preparation. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
But you know, haikus, again, they're 5-7-5, and they seem to me, at least my novice interpretation, is like really good at sort of representing a very small moment. One of the most classic ones is the old pond, which simply goes, an old silent pond. A frog jumps into the pond. Splash.
Ooh.
Silence again.
Ooh.
Which, you know, I mean, whatever. Yes, sure, it's good. It's one of the best ones, apparently.
Okay. It's fits the 5-7-5. I was just counting that out. That's good.
It does fit this 5-7-5. He's done it well.
Well done.
And I thought, you know, this idea of like sharing a very specific brief moment kind of interests me. Maybe we should have a go at doing some haikus.
Oh, beautiful poetry night with us. Let's go.
It is. So I have already told you to come up with some.
You did, yeah.
So we are ready to go. Let's just go through some haikus that maybe of brief moments that we think are enjoyable or maybe just noteworthy, not necessarily positive.
Yeah. It's like the fleeting, beautiful moments in life that you just want to recognize, right?
Yeah. And I think that's what haikus flourish at, is doing that kind of thing. So let's do a few haikus. I've got some lovely Japanese styled music to go in the background.
Yeah.
And let's trade some poems, dude.
Pretty bro. Rad. That's sick. Nice.
Here we go. Waiting in kitchen. Microwave ticks to zero. I smell my nuggies.
Wow. Beautiful.
My turn?
Your turn. What do you got?
Poured me a soft drink. It was filling real quickly, but didn't spill any.
I can really visualize that when you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wait on toilet. Guy finally leaves bathroom. Time to let it rip.
Yes. Yes. And on that beautiful moment, let out risky fart. Was silent, not violent. Mission successful.
Beautiful. Okay, here's my last one.
Okay.
Relaxed in right lane. Man in Commodore beeps me. Anxious in left lane.
Oh, wow.
They're not all positive. It's the ups and downs in life that poetry's good for.
Why'd we end on the negative? Man, profound, dude. All right, nice.
I quite enjoyed that, actually. That was good.
Yeah, that was quite fun. That was good to do. It was really, really appreciated a lot of little things.
Maybe if it resonated with everyone else, maybe next podcast can be exclusively haikus.
Yeah. We're going to speak in purely limerick style, actually.
It'll be a lot shorter and easier. So,
if it works, exactly. It works. Perfect. All right.
Bing bong. And today we're doing browsing history again as our outro segment. This one's maybe browsing history as well as a we recommend. It's kind of a double.
You're hitting them with a double whammy. Episode 10 is special. My goodness.
So you have to bust it out for episode 10. So last week or a couple of weeks, I've been watching a bunch of videos of this guy on YouTube. And his channel is called Bald Cafe.
Bald? And like B-A-L-D, bald?
Yeah, like bald.
Yeah, okay.
And basically, the general gist is it's this guy who was losing his hair, started losing his hair, started balding, and eventually decided to just shave his head.
Right.
And noticed the sort of uplifting feeling of freedom and the, you know, release of stress of, because he was worried about his hair for so long and he's finally just shaved it off and that's not holding him back anymore.
Good on him.
And now he's dedicated himself and his channel, Bald Cafe, to help other men that are losing their hair have that feeling and encourage them to shave their head and join the bald club, essentially.
Okay. Wow. Nice.
And it's, honestly, it's kind of, the reason why I said it's a we recommend is because it's kind of really uplifting. I mean, you hear the stories of these guys who are so stressed and they've tried all these different solutions and it's costing them time and money and stress and they're always scared of how they look in the mirror and going out in public. And they shave their head, they take the plunge and almost instantly they just feel like there's this massive weight on their weight off their shoulders. And, you know, he interviews them before and after and they're saying, you know, it changed my life. I feel great. I'm finally confident. It's so efficient to be bald, you know.
Yeah.
And these guys are having a great time. And I think, yeah. And I think the reason I was watching those videos is because I was kind of like on the fence of like, could I be balding?
You've been wearing hats for most of our recordings, actually. I've been wondering about that.
Yeah, I just wear hats to keep hair out of my face mainly because I hate it when it's in my way. But look, I've done some research. I don't think I'm balding.
You're pretty confident?
Well, not super confident, but I think so. I've always had a bit of a widow's peak, and I think I've noticed some hairs coming out, but I think that's just because my hair's longer now than it's ever been. I've always had really short hair.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm balding, but honestly, after watching some of these videos,
may as well shave it.
Part of me kind of wishes I was, because these guys are having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh man, the efficiency in particular. I would love to just, you know, showers, head's instantly dry. Don't have to do your hair. You can wear beanies to work and then not worry about you take it off. Now your hair's all flat.
True.
There's a lot of positives being bald. And I mean, these guys, they're having a ball.
Having a ball.
And so having a bald. No, that's not a
bald. I didn't land. Let's get cut that.
But yeah, so that was my browsing history. Bald Cafe.
Interesting.
He's doing God's work there, really helping a lot of men out. And if you are someone who is balding, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I see that. But I'm just going to like counteract that. I'm terrified to lose my hair, man. So like my dad is bald, as you know. My brother is also bald. He went bald around 2 years, like when he was 22, and I'm currently 24, but I've got hair. I don't think it's receding or anything yet, but I'm really worried that if I shaved it, it would just never come back, you know?
Yeah. Isn't that like, what happened to your brother?
It is, yeah. So he kept on doing shaving his hair for charity. Like year after year, he was doing it. And that's an amazing cause. Super proud of him for that. But he eventually was like, all right, I need to grow some hair out again. And then it was dawning on him like, hang on, why is it only growing in these patches up here and not all over anymore? So
yeah, look, that might happen. I don't know the science.
Maybe.
I feel like your brother pulls off the bald look pretty well.
Yeah, he's fine with it. He also can grow a beard better than me though. So he counteracts it quite nicely with a massive bit of facial hair.
Yeah, maybe. Look, who knows? Maybe we're balding, maybe we're not.
Maybe.
But definitely watch some of these videos if you're concerned about it, because I tell you, maybe it's not all bad, is all I'm saying. Bald Cafe.
Maybe. Let's go. Thank you. Bald Cafe. Bing bong.
Outro time. I'm doing the outro, and I'm doing it based on the wheel, of course, as if I was ordering a pizza.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do you want me to be like the other end of the line for roleplay purposes? Just to really immerse you?
Yeah. We could try a bit of roleplay.
Alrighty.
Podcast roleplay, yeah.
Yep.
Well, should you answer then?
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I'll answer the phone. Great.
Cool.
Right. Welcome to Generic Pizza Store. What can I get for you today?
Hi, can I please get one group of podcasters to follow the podcast? Can I also get that on Spotify as well as Apple Podcast? That would be great.
Do you just want it wherever you stream?
Yeah, or just wherever you stream. Wherever you stream is fine. Yeah. I know there's a lot of different platforms out there. Can I also get people to recommend the podcast to some of their friends? If they can,
of course.
Would you be able to do that? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll even throw in some shares on social media for you.
Shares, yeah, that would be great. I had them last time. Really
great.
Good, yeah.
Great.
And that's it. Do you guys deliver next week? Because I'll be here next week as well.
Oh, of course. No worries. Same time next week.
Okay, cool. So you got recommends, we got shares. Thanks for listening as well and take my order. And I'll see you next week then. Cool.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, that was quite seamless, Brad.
Not bad. Bit of roleplay out of us.
Ooh. All right. For more kinky roleplay, listen to the As We Go Along podcast. Thank you for listening, folks.
See yous next week.
Thanks again for listening to Comedy by Indie Drop-In Network. If you would like to nominate a comedy podcast to be featured, just send me a tweet at Indie Drop-In. I'd also love to hear if one of our featured podcasts is now your favorite show. Indie Drop-In survives off ad revenue and listener donations. If you would like to contribute, please consider buying me a coffee. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/indiedropin. If you look at the very bottom of the episode description, you will see a link. Indie Drop-In has many other shows that you also might like. Just go to indiedropin.com. All right, we'll see you next week.